Small Biz America.
The brain. It's time for the Small Biz Brain, encompassing the collective consciousness of expert panelists and successful entrepreneurs across America. He is known for his expertise and accomplishments in the world of sports, wildlife, hunting, and holds records for his work as a saltwater fisherman. Tred Barta has done what so many entrepreneurs aspire to do with their lives. He's turned his passions and successful business into successful business enterprises. A TV series, a book, a website, an aviation company. Tred has done some amazing things, and for that reason, I'm pleased to welcome Tred Barta. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, David?
Doing fantastic. So much to talk about with you. You are what I would call a multipreneur. How did you get into hunting, fishing, and wildlife? I just want to kind of lay a baseline, and then we can move into what's going on now.
Well, no problem. You know, a lot of people spend their lives trying to define their lives in watercolors and knitting, and I've been looking for my inner buffalo, but I've been big game hunting and big game blue water fishing, introduced at the age of six, been all over the world, set a number of world records, to have a very successful number one TV show with Outdoor Life Network, and combine that into all the way up to what we've done now, to having my own boat under the Barta name, the Barta Canyon Edition Rampage. I'm a pilot, 7,500 hours, 22 ocean crossings, fly 13 different types of turboprops and jets, and what we're really doing is combining the vagrancies of the great outdoors, big game blue water fishing, big game hunting, aviation, TV, and Barta products all into one package. But the key is that it's not about hunting, it's not about fishing, flying, airplanes, it's about passion and the deliverance of that passion which we're lacking today, both in business and in our personal lives.
You've talked a little bit about some of the other, for example, the other outdoor life and hunting shows that are out there, and they're missing the boat, if you'll pardon the horrible pun. What are you missing from what you see out there, Tred?
Just in a nutshell, fishing and hunting is not about fishing and hunting. It's about the quest, it's about perseverance, it's about personal satisfaction, and it's about failing. 70% of my shows end up in failure. I do it the hardest way with a longbow and a homemade wooden arrow. We live in a world which seeks immediate gratification, both in business and in our personal lives. And when you can add the combination of passion to it, the show takes on a life not seen before. One of the reasons why our shows are so popular is that we're breaking every single rule in the book. We don't thank every sponsor every 15 minutes. And we are willing to fail, and we show things exactly as it happens. And guess what? All of us are getting a little bit older. All of us are looking for our glasses all around the kitchen, and they're right on our head the whole time. And if it happens to me, it happens to you, and we show it.
Yeah, you're talking about truth-telling.
Talking about showing life the way it is rather than appearance of Miami Vice. And the truth of the matter is it's void. In small and medium-sized businesses today, we are all so involved in the website, in the net, in having everything perfect, following what everybody else does. Right. We want it easy for our customers to get to us. We want it for a push on the button. But guess what we all forgot? We forgot to talk to the client. How is your family? How are you? What is your sport? What is your passion? We are the largest sales company, Barta ISO Aviation, buying and selling corporate turboprop and jets in the world. I talk 70% of the time about hunting, fishing, rodeo, horses, of the person's passion. We're forgetting to talk to people. So how is it possible that a 9-person company can be the largest company in the entire world out of 1,100 dealers, and we don't even have a website? Now, you may get 70,000 hits before 12 o'clock coffee, but you're going to spend your whole day answering emails. Tred Barta is going to speak to 5 people directly in Houston, in Dallas, in Chicago, in Tennessee, and we're going to talk man-to-man. I think that small business is blowing it that way. I'm an example of it.
Rolling back just a little bit, what led to the beginning of all of this? I mean, how in the beginning stage?
In the very beginning stage, I can't answer the question. All I know is that I am a person who's been born on fire. I've always ripped the throat out of every single opportunity I had. I was on the U.S. Olympic biathlon team. I didn't make the Olympics. I've always been an overachiever. I wasn't really good in school. Matter of fact, I was dyslexic, and I think I'm ADD and ADHD and every other thing they can throw at me. But the net is I've always been energetic. I've always gotten the most good feeling about anything I do by just working hard. I've always had to work harder than anybody else. Don't know how it started. All I know is I don't do anything I don't like to do, and everything that I do, I do the best of my ability with 400%. And that's what it takes to be successful today, no matter who you are.
Right. Trev, what would you like to talk about? What would you like our listening audience to know about you and what you're into?
Well, I don't know. I don't want the audience to know anything about me in that. I think what's really important is the message I want to deliver about other things.
Okay.
First message is I think that in business today, small business, we're all making a mistake. We're following the guidelines of big companies. We're talking to successful people and then emulating them. If you want to be successful in your own business, listen to your heart, listen to your customer, and if you don't speak to him and you're only playing video games and internet games with him, you're not going to build a loyal, repeat business.
Okay.
Part of ISO Aviation running 80%. Number two, no matter how successful you are in business, TV shows, what you own, big houses, it don't make any difference. If you don't give back to society, if you do not care, if you do not help others, your success, in my book, is zero. We have the Barta Boys and Girls Club Billfish Tournament, Beaufort, North Carolina, a Billfish Tournament honor system scoring. We give all of our money to the Boys and Girls Club of Coastal Carolina. Yes. And the third thing I want to say is that we are in such a transparent society that we do things to get them done, but we don't do things that when you finish, you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, A1A, job one, it's the best that I could do. And I think that American business is missing that today. I really do, and I think we need to get on it. And you don't have to emulate nobody. Just look yourself in the mirror and do what you got to do.
And say, yeah, and tell yourself the truth as well. Tred, you've got website contacts. I know we've talked about it. I wanted to give you a chance.
Yeah, let's do the part of the program where everybody plugs, but they're not pretending they're plugging. So let's do just an outright plug. TredBarta.com. I'd love you to go there. TredBarta.com. You'll see my passion, my shows. I got DVDs and shirts and stuff for sale. I have my own Barta bow and athletic equipment, hunting and fishing equipment, ACR, Winslow rafts. You can buy my book there. I would love you to go to TredBarta.com. But let's be honest. It's a plug. TredBarta.com. I'm saying it honestly. Not trying to camouflage it through a conversation. Watch my TV show. Go to OLNTV.com. I'm on Fridays. Longbow, grizzly, elephant, lion all around the world. Guts, testosterone, heart, and passion. Searching for my inner buffalo and not afraid of it.
Searching for the inner buffalo. Tred, thanks so much for sharing your insights on how to do small business better. I appreciate it.
Do it by the sword. Good luck, everybody. God bless America and happy 4th of July.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tred Barta, looking and searching for his inner buffalo as the rest of us are. Ah, what a ball of energy. I love it. After the break, we'll close out with more Small Biz America, where we talk small business.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.